This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. All hail the saviors of upstate morning radio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet.
What?
Lose some weight, bad boy. Are you eating just to fill a void? Always wanting more. Having seconds and then thirds and fourths. He's munching. Always at Wendy's or McDonald's, getting large fries. And now his chins have a bunch of folds. He can't stop eating, stuffing his pie hole. That's why his gut is round. Eats a whole pizza, then some fajitas. He keeps putting on the pounds. He's a fat, fat, fat boy. He's a fat.
I asked his permission if it was okay that we play that, Fat Boys, because we said no more fat-shaming songs unless Fat Boy okays it.
Oh.
And he said, yeah. It's my rejoin week. So we did Google Fingers earlier, and now, you know, the Fat Boy, Lady Gaga, Shallows song. Of course, you can figure out what the 9 o'clock one's going to be. So get ready.
Yes! I was laughing at Piehole for some reason. It struck me as... funny.
Such a beautiful song. Every time I hear it, look, the hair's standing up on my arms.
Yeah.
It's such that woman's voice.
Or you're rubbing a balloon on your head.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
We'll get to the Jaguar lady in a minute. This is something that Nine and I were out in the hallway talking about.
And, this is far more interesting.
Okay, I'm glad you appreciate it, because I was sitting here like saying to myself, am I reacting to this odd? All right. So as we were, because we were talking about it in a continuation on of headlines there a moment ago, Paige was saying how with Neverland or Leaving Neverland, the Michael Jackson documentary on HBO, how the Michael Jackson sales, you know, album sales and downloads and all that stuff went, you know, really way up, and so here's what I was saying to Nine. This is just as real as rain as I can be with you. So I'm almost through the entirety of it. It's only two parts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from the point of view of two kids that he molested, for one of them for 7 years. Mm. And here's the truth of the matter. You know, I collect like memorabilia and stuff like that. And for a long, long time, I have had and still have a Michael Jackson signed Thriller album that is autographed, framed up, real beautiful. It's beautiful. The album art's beautiful itself, but then the person that framed it made the actual vinyl look like it was coming up out of the thing.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's kind of a shadow box. And I got it in like 1994, 1995. But what was odd about it is Michael Jackson signed it and he wrote Michael Jackson 1998. And I was like, what the hell? And Michael Jackson told everybody that a fortune teller told him that was the year he was going to die. So he would write 1998 on some signatures.
Yeah.
Of course, died in 2008, which is kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this thing, and it's like I said, it's beautiful. But I'm sitting there, and it's in my office at home, and I grew up on Michael Jackson. Like, I was Michael Jackson for Halloween. I had the glove. I had the whole nine yards. I didn't have parachute pants. I didn't make them in my size.
Aww.
But, like...
Well, you had some. They just were tight-fitting.
Well, they were actual parachutes that maybe made into pants.
That's great.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm watching this. And so, you know, it's like the angel on one shoulder, devil on another one. I was like, why you got that thing hanging in there now? You sitting here watching all this, and you're like, you know, we're sitting there talking about it, and I'm like, I'm just hurting for these kids, or these adult men now, you know? But then the next room over, I have on my wall this hanging piece of memorabilia, one of the greatest albums of all time, hand-signed, legit, by Michael Jackson.
So I would have asked why you had it for different reasons. That's money sitting there. It's got to be a good chunk of change just hanging on the wall. Do you not see dollar signs when you see this stuff? Memorabilia, gloves, and whatever?
But you have to remember, with a lot of that stuff, I was into it before it took off. Like, I had my Babe Ruth when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. So you look at it and, I guess, remember being a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I also look at it as if hard times kick in, that is going on eBay. That kind of thing.
Does that not happen? Like, why
twice.
Wait?
Twice.
Twice. There's some things survived.
But so, here's this thing, and this is not a showboating kind of thing, but you got to realize this. These kids, these two adult men now, married with kids, one of them, you know, they're like mid-30s or whatever, and they're talking about how they, you know, were molested over and over by this guy. And not that I'm trying to equate the two, but that's something I dealt with when I was a kid. Like, I was molested in church, but I'm not trying to equate the two, but I'm sitting there saying in my head, I'm like, well, you have that up because you're a fan of Michael Jackson's and you know the music, but you can't let that outweigh that, right? Like, you can't say, well, I have that because of the music and his dancing and it reminds me of being a kid and all that stuff. That in itself should, like, shock the crap out of you. It reminds me of my childhood. This pedophile.
It's like you can't wear an OJ jersey. Same thing.
Well, sure. You know, yeah. So, I'm...
He was acquitted.
I'm really, like, I mean, it's... So, I'm telling myself, all right, you can't sit there on one hand and say, oh, feel bad for these folks and you know... A very, very minute portion of that you yourself personally dealt with. You can't sit there and say, well, that's not the reason why I celebrate his life or have this or whatever. But then here's the other part of it. What do I do? What would I do with it?
God, sell it. Somebody would buy that, especially now for sure.
Yeah, but like.
Oh, but.
Can I be honest with you and give me a Bible or whatever? That would feel like dirty money to me, man.
Can you go on the sex offender list and sell it?
I mean, for real. Like, part of me is like, you know what? And don't crack any jokes. The one moment, don't crack any jokes. I was thinking, pick a charity that you know, does an annual function, gala, whatever, that maybe is centered toward kids. And then that would help. Take this great evil and turn it into something good. But even that is too ironic and too, whoa. So you know, what do you do with it?
I guess you just throw it away then.
I can't. I mean, that seems like a waste too, though.
Definitely a waste.
I don't know. I mean, like, I'm really like, I feel like I'm spastic right now. It's such a weird thing. But I like, down deep, feel really, really odd about having it in my home.
Yeah.
There goes your leverage right there.
Because I don't care. It's legit. And to know that he, you know, I mean, it's, I'll take a picture of it. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's gorgeous, but it's such, when I look at it now, it will never, ever, ever be the same. Because that was such a, I mean, I know how the story ends. People are saying, you don't judge it till you've watched the whole thing. I got like 25 minutes left in part two of Leaving Neverland. I've come to terms with how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't know, man. You know, I had the John Wayne Gacy painting for a period of time, the Orioles on the tree branch that he painted.
I didn't even think about that.
I had that for several years, but I wouldn't want it now. It's a different time and place. I wouldn't care to have it now. I'm a much happier person now, much more positive person now. I wouldn't want that around now. It was a really nice little painting, though.
Yeah.
No negativity around it. No feelings are evoked when you're in the room with it.
If you've ever seen John Wayne Gacy's paintings, the guy, he wouldn't paint doom and gloom. They were usually pretty pictures or clowns or, you know.
A lot of Disney paintings he did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He liked to paint the Disney paintings and Chicago Cubs paintings and nature paintings and happy stuff.
When you look at that, you think, oh, that's pretty. Who did that? John Wayne Gacy. Whoa. Right.
You can't accept
the beauty for all the negativity. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is with this. I went on my Google Drive. There it is. There it is, the album.
Yeah, okay.
It's the, and then it's signed down here, 1998.
Yeah.
And he put it like a little star flare or something on there. I don't know.
There's somebody offering to trade you a signed Aaron Hernandez jersey.
You see?
Oh, jeez.
No way. You better have 10 of them.
There'll be a bunch of those.
Like, what do you legit do with it, though?
I don't know, because, like, you know, when it came out that the Menendez brothers were on that Mark Jackson card, eBay wouldn't let you sell that. I don't know if they'd even let you sell it.
No, they do. Because I look to see what the market was on them right now.
Well, freaking move it.
Because, dude, it's...
I don't get it, though. I don't get memorabilia.
The older I get, the less I do. It's very odd. It's like, I'd look through my office at home and in my storage unit, and I'm like, why in the world did you buy this stuff? Like, what hole were you trying to fill in your life? What was that?
Yeah, I don't get memorabilia anymore. I used to have a bunch of autographed baseballs, and after they got stolen from a place in Spartanburg, I didn't really care to get them back or anything. Or care to replace them. I have like the Hank Aaron on my wall, and I have paintings of Michael Myers and Jason on my wall. I have some stuff signed by some wrestlers and stuff. It's just because they were very convenient to get.
Yeah, or they signed it to you or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I have a few things, but, you know, it's basically I have these horror movie paintings from a dude I know, it's up tiny, and then who's a giant man. And then I have some things from a few people that I've met. I don't really care.
Yeah. Here's a question for Fat Boys. This is on 72341 CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. What would you do if you had a copy of Mein Kampf signed by Adolf Hitler?
I wouldn't have it for long.
You would sell it.
Oh, yeah. I would always sell that stuff. I would acquire and sell. I don't get having
turn
it.
Turn and burn.
I don't get, like, you know, having it just to show people, like a conversation piece.
See, that's another thing is I think – some folks in my life thought that's the way it was. It was like a show-off kind of thing. But my office at home is tucked away in the corner of the house. Nobody goes in there but me and the dog. So it was just the way it made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
And now it makes me feel weird. It does. And I don't... And
don't say me.
What if we let everybody take swings at it with a sledgehammer for 10 bucks a piece, and then we donate the money to charity or something?
Yeah.
Is that weird? Like, tell me. Like, to destroy it and then make charity out of destroying something? It's odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think since you've admitted, you know, some things have happened to you, you could sell it and keep the money and still be all right. It's like some kind of, you know, justice, maybe.
Well, yeah, my situation, I mean, that's something I don't want to be twisted. I am not equating to... my situation with 7 years and tearing up families and all the way that thing is, man. It's real bad. It was real bad, man.
I'm looking at some...
Don't let your kids watch it.
I got to watch it. I got to check it out.
I'm looking at some stuff right now just to see, like, man, I figured those things would be going for more than they are. Like, I can't... This person accepted the best offer, but doesn't say what it was.
Yeah.
Not that much. They didn't get that for it.
What do we do with it?
I don't know. I mean, it's worth some money. It's just, I thought those things would be worth more than they are.
Yeah.
If it's still on the wall, I mean, is it part of your decor? Can it
Well, if it's hanging on the wall, I would imagine.
You know what I mean?
Well,
is
yeah.
Is it just a picture, or does it really mean that much to you?
It doesn't mean the same anymore, so I got to get it out. What do I do with it is my my question.
Yeah.
Like, really, what do I do with it?
What's going to make you feel better, to give it away or to make money off of it?
I believe you know the answer to that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Hold on.
Now back to Matt, Nimes, Agent Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:33. We're doing some open phones, 1-800-774-0093. We'll talk to both sides of you now. First-time callers or all-time callers. Third or fourth-time callers.
Everybody, all at once now.
By the way, on Twitter, at P1, hey, would you blow me, said, I can support the artist and condemn the action.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
You can if you want.
Talking about my Michael Jackson signed album, I don't want it in my house anymore after watching Neverland. And I love Michael Jackson. Like, I loved his music.
Still?
No. No. It was a charade.
It must be juicy. I haven't watched it yet.
I'm going to quit recommending shows because you don't watch them.
I got the documentary of the guy who killed his girlfriend in high school, too.
Don't watch it.
Do you still enjoy the music?
I do. I mean, I can't argue that because they play some of the music throughout the documentary and it brings back whatever. And I'm like, I can separate it in that regard. Like if a Michael Jackson song came on or whatever – you know, I wouldn't go rush to turn the channel. I'd probably even sing along. Okay.
But Pretty when Young I, Thing, you would change the channel.
PYT? No way.
Yes, you would.
It's a good song. But when I see it, though, being someone, I'm not wearing this as my heart on my sleeve or some kind of badge of honor. But, like, I dealt with that, too, when I was a kid. Not in that way. Uh-huh. Not in that regard. It happened to me once that I remember. That's what they had a therapist one time and says, well, it may have happened more than you remember. And I was like, you're planting a seed that ain't there.
Yes.
I know it happened one time.
Yes.
P1 Silver Fox SC said, if you feel that strong about the situation, sell it, give the money for a great cause. But then you also, I would have to just private sell it and then donate the money to charity because a lot of charities might not be accepting of it as far as auctioning it off for charity or whatever.
That's a good point. A lot of them won't be.
We did a charitable event one time that we got a local strip club establishment involved in many, many years ago, and that charity pulled out and said, we're not going to do a charity alongside of a gentleman's club.
Gotcha.
You remember?
I
and I was kind of appalled by that. I was like, good Lord.
It's legal.
But I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's not about the feeling of the music. It's the feeling of seeing that album and knowing that pedophile touched it and signed it.
Yes.
And I got it on my wall as some kind of whatever. Mm. That's weird. Let's talk to P1 Weird Heart on line 2. Weird Heart, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Freaking awesome. It's beautiful outside today. A little crisp, but it's pretty.
It's gorgeous. I'm tired of living in the swamp. Let me tell you what.
Amen to that. What is going on with you?
You know, everything. I always call in, you know.
Yes.
Y'all don't like all my cursing. It's okay.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
I've only been hung up on a few times.
I see. Might
be another one.
So you just call and say hello, or just...
I would say that... having that Michael Jackson album, it shouldn't be an issue. I mean, you love his music, and that's what the album's about. It's not about his person. Like, you didn't buy that album for the person. You bought that album for his music. I mean, I own all kinds of stuff that's signed by people.
Like, I wonder what the most dastardly autograph you have is. Who is it? Mayo Saitung?
Whole pot?
I can't really... I mean, I have, you know, I have Kane Hodder's signature. I have...
They didn't really kill anybody.
They didn't kill anybody.
That was just a movie.
It was strictly a movie.
Get out of here. Go on with it.
I gave 9 of Freddy Krueger autographed for Christmas. Oh, my God.
This is Robert Englund, though.
Yes. He didn't really kill anybody with his fingers?
No, he isn't really a demon who haunts you in your dreams. That's not really who he is.
He didn't finger kill people?
No.
Yeah, he did.
But I guess, you know what? If you're in it for the music, you should have got Thriller autographed by Quincy Jones.
That's who wrote the words.
I mean, that's who produced it. That's who did a lot of the music, you know?
Yeah.
Well.
I just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
P1 Lady Marine. Oh, my Lord. And the international call coming in. Good morning.
Sort of. I'm still in Alabama.
Oh, you are? Well, pretend you're in Nova Scotia again so we can make it sound cooler.
Tell us how cold it is.
Calling in from Canada. It's Lady Marine. Good morning.
Take off, eh?
It is good.
I love her.
So, what do you think?
I have a signature that means so much to me that there's no way that I would ever get rid of it. It'll be here even after I die, I hope.
Who is it? Saddam Hussein?
Right. No. I lived in Alabama for about 12 years before I moved up north, and I have the very last signed copy of Go Set a Watchman by Harper Lee. She said that this one was her very last signature, and she died the next day.
Oh, wow.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Which book is it?
Go Set a Watchman, her second book.
Okay. Boy, wonder what a To Kill a Mockingbird's worth.
I know, right?
She wrote that, right?
A lot.
Yeah.
She would only sign first edition copies. She wouldn't sign anything else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I did find a couple of autographs in an autograph book going after my grandmother passed, and there was one from Ulysses S. Grant, which I thought was pretty cool.
Wow. But yeah. But it's not one of those things where, like, I mean, I'm sure if we combed through Ulysses S. Grant, we could find some things he's not proud of, but...
Well, he was a wealthy, powerful man back then. I'm sure there's tons of stuff.
Yeah. But like, you can understand my point is it's representative. It represents the music. But when I see it through my eyes now, I don't think of the music anymore. I think of those kids.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Yeah, I guess for me it's both. I'm a big Michael Jackson fan. Like Thriller, I can play all year round.
Yeah.
That's like my thing. I absolutely love it. But then you're right. I do kind of think, what did he really do? You know, what kind of a monster was he really? If he was a monster, you know, it does make you think.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. Thank you, Lady Marine. And
see ya.
Top of the morning to you. Thank you.
Yeah. Eh?
Whatever they say in Alabama. Thank you.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, sup?
Roll Tide.
Anonymous. Uh-oh. Ooh-wee on line two.
Oh, Anonymous always good.
Hey, Anonymous.
Good morning, Ryan, guys.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm all right. I don't want to bring the show down or anything, but that, I watched that show with Neverland, and it's real. It's happened to people, and people are scared to talk about it. It happened to me a long time ago.
Yeah.
With a higher figure being my father's boss. And I lived with it for a long time before I even told anybody. My sister and my wife were the only people that ever knew for the longest time. My wife didn't know until I had kids with her. And then I finally told my mom. And you live with it a long time because, for one, I knew as I got older, if I ever said anything like that to my father, he would have killed that man and been in jail. And then how do you... Again, as a child, how do you tell somebody that's going on? I lived with it for a long time, so there's people out there that probably still haven't said anything.
Yeah,
but it's real, and it kind of messes with you as a child. And when I had kids, I told my wife, and it was a big release to actually tell somebody close to me, important to me. Again, as an adult, but it's real out there.
Yeah, it
it's
is. Real. It is. Sure. Well, thank you, sir. God bless
you
as well. Tickle it, guys.
Love you guys.
We love you. Yeah, it's weird to say. I mean, imagine like saying, hey, Dad, your boss, did this to me. And part of the reason I didn't say anything for the longest time, my situation happened at church. My mama was a music director at that church. You imagine? Split right down the middle. This was our family church, grew up community church.
You didn't want to be the fault for all that.
No. I mean, can you imagine?
No.
Yeah. And then when I finally said something, it was on this show, and I didn't even realize I was saying it. I was just like, what did I just admit?
I know.
Well, you know what's interesting about that particular church is I grew up, you know, kind of near it, too, to some extent.
Yeah.
And by the time I was a kid, like, there were no kids in that church. Nothing, like, none.
Well,
that woman continued to run the nursery and everything, too.
Yeah, but there were no kids left there. I mean, there were no kids there when I was growing up.
Yeah. I think that's churches in general these days. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I don't know what we're going to talk about next. You decide what we're going to talk about next. Hell.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll open it up. We'll keep the phones going. 1-800-774-0093. More of TRG right after this.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:50. We'll throw in some more calls here before we get enlightened with the news of the hour. Let's go first to Joe in Clyde, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Clyde, North Carolina.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Joe in Clyde, North Carolina. Hey, Joe.
Hey, man.
What you doing with
How's
that
going? Going?
Hand? Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great today. How are you all?
Still good.
Well.
Yeah.
I've been listening to your station for years, Nine, Fat Boy and Paige, and I've really never...
That's me, I guess.
People don't want to discuss the Confederate statues and the symbols and all that, but, you know, that's, as far as preservation, I don't get, you know, why all these people's tearing the historic monuments down.
Which one is this? Is this about the Tillman?
Well, Winston-Salem had to deal with it for several months, and they took it down day before yesterday. And then yesterday, General Lee, his statue was taken down somewhere in Florida. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to get your you all's take on, you know, the situation.
Yeah. Well. I think if we're going to open up history and we're going to start tearing down and desecrating and doing this and doing that for some, then we got to start doing it for all of them. And I think if we did that, then we would have to demolish Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Nobody lived this life without some doing of wrong activities, especially at the very beginning.
Absolutely, man. I mean,
it was in our first national budget. We put $1 million toward exterminating Indians.
We certainly would have to get rid of the Washington Monument before we did anything else. I mean, really. I mean, because, you know, like, he did some bad things.
Real bad things.
Very bad things.
Yeah.
Dude would hang you as soon as look at you.
So I'm just saying, if we're going to be selective in how we comb through history, we're going to have to really get one of them. You know how when you get a tick and you get that special comb? That's the one we're going to have to comb through history with the fine comb and just go through. If we're going to tear them all down, let's go tear them all down then.
Yeah.
And let's play a game of history dominoes and watch them all fall.
Now, I looked up the statue in Winston-Salem, and they're going to move it to the Salem Cemetery. So it'll still be around. It's just going to move locations. I don't know, was it at a courthouse or where it was in the city, but they're going to move it over to a cemetery, and it's still going to be there. They're just going to move it.
Yeah.
They throw them all in the woods, and you walk through there drunk or on acid, and you see a bunch of statues.
That'd freak me out. That's why people, they get drunk, go to graveyards and stuff. They're like, no way. Ain't no way. Well, Joe, thank you. Thanks for listening to the show, sir. We appreciate you.
Okay, thank you all. You have a nice day.
Thank you. You
appreciate
too.
You, Joe.
Thank you. Right? I mean, that's... Even back to the Michael Jackson thing. I remember when I went to Los Angeles the first time, I drove by that the high school. You were with me, Jim. We drove by the Michael Jackson gymnasium. He had paid for it. And then I remember years later them taking the name off because, you know, they accepted the money for the gymnasium when they found out, though, that all these allegations and all this took his name off.
Yeah.
you really shouldn't put anybody's name on anything or build
point.
Monuments until they've been dead for like 50 years, or maybe even 100 years, until we can really comb through and see. Because even like I mentioned Clemson, you know, Tillman Hall. I mean, even when I lorded around through Clemson, I mean, that was Tillman Hall.
Mm-hmm.
But now everybody, you know, there's even the student body, I think, is asking for it. It's not just a small group. It's like, I think the majority of the student body there. The millennials are really, there's some problem. There's some,
Well, the current students aren't even millennials, are they? They're past that.
See, I can't keep up with them. What is that now, then? What's the prequel for millennials?
I don't remember.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
I mean,
like,
what we're on.
What about the people, millennials are what? Like 20 to 38, so the incoming students at Clemson are not that.
Yeah. Teeny boppers are calling them.
So everybody under the age of 20 is something else, and people who were just born are going to be something else still.
Let's go to...
I think it's Generation Z, by the way.
Z?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
About to reboot society.
Yeah.
Start all over.
Well, it happens, mm-hmm. what, every 250 years? Fatboy, is it P1 Viral J34?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Nailed it. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good. First time getting through.
Hey.
Called many a times.
Well,
but,
good.
But talking about the monuments, man,
mm-hmm.
we can't judge a past society by today's culture. You know, things were much different back then. And General Lee, he never wanted monuments in the first place.
I can believe that.
It was something we should try to forget about.
I can believe that.
Got his own car.
Yeah.
That's true. Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted.
Wanted his own car.
You know what? I can agree with what you just said there. There's some stuff from 2003 that we did on our show that I'm not proud of now.
Well, yeah.
It's going to be TBT tomorrow.
Right.
No, it's
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can agree with that. But you have to understand, though, if we're going to illuminate those people and hold them in some high regard, if we're teaching our kids, these are people that we show great reverence to, and they start to research them online and all this and find out, they're going to look at us and say, why are y'all celebrating this? Right? We got to tell the story. Instead of just putting them out there, there needs to be a story of, okay, this is why we're immortalizing this person, but also this. Don't immortalize me, please. Let me go. Let me go reset and come back again.
I agree. Yeah, don't immortalize people. Just I like not putting people's names on things.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know.
Bury me in a pyramid somewhere. Thank you, Viral J34. You see, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are getting ready to play the pyramids.
There's no the...
Huh?
There's no the...
They're,
going,
yeah,
they're getting ready to play pyramids.
No, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they're... Hold on. Red Hot Chili Peppers are getting ready to play at...
The pyramids.
Sphinx at the pyramids. Ah. I didn't even realize he had one there.
Yeah, I didn't know he had a store in
you
Egypt.
You realize that? They're all over the upstate and in Egypt now. It's something else. All right, we're going to take a little break. Paige is going to give us some headlines and more TRG right after this.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock. Only on 93.3.
The planet
rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.